Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Let me cut this off. God bless you. God bless you. Welcome to Establishing the Glory radio show. I'm sorry. I'm so used to it. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so to everyone that is tuned in on the line. Once again, thank you so much for coming in on Establishing the Glory Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Prophetess Princess Brown. Thank you so much for coming on the line. I am so, so excited of what we're going to be discussing today. If anybody know me, I'm sorry, I'm a worshiper, so I had to come in and just keep going in, but I have to stop. So God bless you. Thank you for taking the time to tune in. I am so excited to have this awesome time of teaching and impartation as far as, you know, just understanding of God's will and the sharpening, just times of teaching from the Word of God, fellowship. And it's going to get to the point where I will have those who have questions or you want to just talk about things. We'll discuss things on the show, as well as I'll be having some new guests to come in, and they'll be doing some teaching. They will flow on the show. So thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so excited on today. I don't know if you got a chance to hear the last show or the show before last, but we were doing some teachings. The Lord has been burdening me to do some teachings and to do some understanding concerning the prophetic office, the mantle, the gift, and the actual grace. So we've been doing teachings on that. Before we continue, I haven't got a chance to do it before. I want to honor vessels that have might coming on the line. I don't know if you're on the line. If you're on the show tuning in, God bless you to all the fivefold ministry gifts. God bless you to my mentor, Apostle Kimberly C. Johnson in Chicago. God bless my leaders, Apostle Urban Brown, Prophetess Joyce Brown, my dad, Elder Troy Brown. I just believe in giving honor where honor is due. God bless everybody on the line, whether you're an elder, you're a kingdom, a person of the kingdom, if you're a fivefold ministry, thank you for tuning in. But today we're going to continue series on the prophetic. Just a little small little recap because I want to get to what I want to talk about today. I'm so excited. I want to do a little recap. We talked about the difference of the prophetic office, the gifts, the mantle, and the grace. We talked about the different measures of grace that God can release to you. We talked about that the prophetic is really, like I said before, it is foretelling whether past, present, or future. We talked about how the prophetic is really releasing the mind, the will, and the detail of God in the earth. That's what the prophetic consists of. Whether you operate as a prophet, whether you operate in the gift, whether you operate with the mantle, well, the mantle means that you have received portion of somebody's spirit, portion of that spirit, the anointing of that person. And that can be a leader, that can be somebody in your family, that's in your bloodline. So we talked about the differences when it comes to that, and that no matter where you flow in the prophetic, you ought to be releasing the mind, the will, and the detail of God. That is the purpose of the prophetic. We talked about that. Okay, so just to do a little recap. But also, I wanted to start today with talking about the gift of discerning of spirits and prophetic timing. I believe one of the biggest downfalls in the body of Christ when it comes to the prophetic is that we don't understand that in the prophetic, not only do you have to have wisdom, you have to be able to know prophetic timing. I think that's one of the biggest problems in the body of Christ because, you know, I'll say this and I'll continue to say this, that the prophetic, whether you're operating in the gift, in which all believers should be able to do, you should, if you are a believer of Jesus Christ, God should use you to prophesy. He should use you to do all the works of Jesus Christ. because he said these signs will follow you who believe in my name. Or whether you are a prophet, somebody who God has chosen from the womb to actually do the work with the authority and the grace of a prophet, in which the work consists of Jeremiah 1 and 10, to tear down, to destroy, to root, to plant. He sent you to the nations. He sent you to regions. He sent you to churches. He sent you to the economy. He sent you to your job. He sent you over here to actually root down, tear down, destroy, build, and plant, according to Jeremiah 1 and 10. That is the work of the prophet, okay? So whether you're doing that or whether you have the mantle of the prophetic, where somebody has, where you have received portion of that person's spirit, no matter which one you operate in, it is very important for us to understand that the prophetic consists of a lot of maturity, which is the reason why if you're called to the office of the prophet, or if you have the prophetic gift, or if you operate in the mantle or the spirit of prophecy, the same of Jesus Christ, there should be a level of maturity in you. The reason why I say that is because when you don't have maturity in you and operating in this type of grace, you will damage the body of Christ. Okay, whether you're saying things in the wrong time, Lord have mercy, Jesus. Whether you're just saying things off the top of your head, whether you're not able to discern if God is talking to you or if he's telling you to say this to a group of people, all of that will damage the kingdom. Or whether you're operating in something and God has not put that grace on you, whether you're saying you're a prophet and you're not a prophet, or whether you're running from the prophetic office, I'm saying all of that will damage the body of Christ. So it's very important that if you're going to operate in the prophetic, I don't care which area it is, whether you're a prophet, whether you have the gift, the mantle, you need to have the anointing of wisdom. You need to have the anointing to be able to tell the times and the seasons, like the sons of Issachar. The sons of Issachar is discussed in, let me get my Bible out. The sons of Issachar is discussed in 1 Chronicles, okay, where it talks about the tribe of Issachar, where they were able to tell the time and the season. Okay, this 1 Chronicles, it was chapter 12, verse 32. It talks about in the children of Issachar, which were the men that had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and their brethren were at their commandment. So this is the tribe of Israel, one of the tribes of Israel. You have Manasseh, you have Issachar, you have Judah, you have all of these tribes. This was the particular tribe that was able to tell time and seasons, okay? And that is very key to the prophetic, because if nothing is worse, as I'm going to say again, for you to operate in the prophetic and you're speaking out of time. I don't think it gets any worse than that. When you're delivering a word, when you're speaking a word, or even praying, you know, because sometimes you don't speak everything that God tells you, or whether you're interceding something you're interceding on something that is not the time that we're in. Like, say, for instance, if you're interceding, I'm just going to make a prime example, just make up something. Say, for instance, you're interceding on something that's going to happen 10 years from now. Now, I'm not saying that God will not have you to interrupt and that he will have you to intercept and stand in the gap for the future, but I'm saying the key thing is to know what time you're in so you'll know what you need to intercede for. So that's a nugget for prophetic intercessors. If you're an intercessor on the line or if you're just an intercessor, period, that's a nugget for you to know what time you're in so you can interrupt and intercede on the plan of the enemy or release the will of God in your prayers, okay? That's concerning of the prophetic. So if nothing is worse for us to operate in the prophetic and you don't have the timing of the Lord, that's very, very important. So today I want to talk about a little bit, I don't even have that much time. I want to talk about the gift of discerning of spirits and prophetic timing. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it talks about all the gifts of the Spirit. It talks about prophecy, word of wisdom of knowledge, discerning of spirits, the gift of tongues and interpretation, in which chapter 14 goes furthermore into the gift of tongues and prophecy. It gets to the point where Apostle Paul tells the church, I'd rather for you to prophesy when it comes to a corporate atmosphere. If you don't have an interpreter, I'd rather for you to prophesy than to speak in tongues all day. Because when you speak in tongues, you edify yourself. The people are not edified. So if you're going to do it corporately, if you're going to do it openly, I'd rather for you to have an interpreter. Unless, let me say this, unless you're at a time in the church where everybody is just in a corporate prayer, everybody is just in a corporate worship, you know, at that time, that's appropriate. You don't need an interpreter to hear what the people are saying because everybody is on one accord and you're all just in a form of worship, in a form of prayer. But if it's at a time where everybody is not on one accord and maybe there's a tongue or something like that that you have to give, Apostle Paul teaches you need to have an interpreter. So Apostle Paul in the next chapter talks about prophecy and speaking in tongues. And he tells the church, I'd rather for you to prophesy than to speak in tongues because you edify the people when you prophesy. Amen. So 1 Corinthians chapter 12 talks about the spiritual gifts. It talks about the diversities of the spirit realm. And one thing that I noticed as I was studying is that before the 12th chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, I noticed how Apostle Paul talks about the partaking of the Lord's body. And for a moment, I said, well, God, why did you have Apostle Paul to write that chapter? If you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, it talks about that's when he tells for you to eat of his body in remembrance of him. It talks about his baptism, and it talks about his suffering. And for a moment, I said, well, God, why did you make that before you made it about the spiritual gifts? Just go to your Bible, chapter 11. It says, it talks of chapter 11, verse 17. It says, now in this that I declare unto you, I prayed you not that ye come together not for the better but for the worse. And it talks about to partake of the Lord's Supper. And I said, well, God, why would you have the apostle talk about the Lord's suffering, talk about taking, you know, we talk about communion. I said, well, why would you have him to put that before you have him to talk about the chapter of the spiritual gifts? And you know what God revealed to me? He says, the reason why I did that is because I need people to understand you will not be effective in your spiritual gift without intimacy with me. Lord have mercy. I just want to bless your spirit today, because I'm the type of person I will question God. I'm the type of person where I'll say this: God has allowed me to be the type of person, and He's graced me to be a one person that will ask Him, that will see things, and I won't overlook it because I want to know why did it go like this. You know, I mean, sometimes that wasn't too good for me because there were times when God, like, stopped asking me questions. But there are times where God uses that so he can release revelation and impartation into me. I said, well, God, why did you have him to talk about that before the spiritual gifts? That kind of threw me off. I said, because you got one chapter where you saying, take, which is my body, broken for you, do this in remembrance of me, and you saying, this cup is the New Testament of my blood, and do this as often as you drink it, remember to me. And then you make him go to the 12th chapter, because we all know that scripture is produced by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So then we know by the 12th chapter where he tells them about the spiritual gift, the diversity. And I'm like, well, how did you get from that to that? You know, for a moment, I said, well, God, how did you get from this to that? He says, I wanted it like that. God gave me the revelation. I wanted it like I want people to focus in on what's important first. I don't want them focusing in on gifts and spiritual gifts, and they are not partaking of me. They are not fellowshipping with me. So the Lord told me that. He says, I allow Apostle Paul to write it in that manner because I want the people to understand. If you're going to be effective in any spiritual gift, whether it's prophetic, whether it's discernment, no matter what it is, you need to make sure you have true fellowship with me. Because I think that's where the body of Christ is going wrong at. I think that's one of the areas where we're going wrong. You know, one of the areas where we're going wrong is everybody is so focused on gifts. And when I say everybody, I'm not talking like literally everybody. I'm making a prime example that so many people are focusing on gifts, and there's nothing wrong with that. We do need to be gifted. We do need to do the work of the Lord. We do need to do the things of the Spirit, but we have gotten away from the fellowship with God. We have gotten away from what it takes to walk in the gift God has called you to. So I wanted to point that out before we continue on, that it's a reason why Apostle Paul addresses that to the church before he talks about the spiritual gifts. This brings me to my next point. If you're going to operate in discernment, and if you're going to operate in discerning of spirits, now let me say this. Every believer needs to have discernment. You may not have the gift of discernment where you're able to actually, because you do know that is a difference. There's a difference when you have discernment and when you have the gift of discerning of spirits, okay? Let me say this. Every believer, and I just think people, period, even if they're not saved, need to have discernment. Because the Bible says, actually, I'm going to say the Bible. If you look up the definition of the word discernment, the word discernment ties into judge. It kind of ties with each other. The word discernment means to distinguish. It means to be able to tell the difference between good and evil. And that's a part of judging. If you think about it, when you judge something, you're able to determine whether you're able to determine the results. You're able to determine the good and the evil. You're able to look through it, distinguish. So that's why I say discernment and judgment kind of ties together, okay? And I believe that even not just believers of Jesus Christ, but people, period, but if you are a believer of Jesus Christ, I believe you need to ask God for discernment. Because let me say this. Let me bless your spirit. It is possible, the gift of prophecy, it's possible to be a prophet, it's possible to have the mantle of prophecy and don't have discernment. I hope the people do know that. It's possible that you can be prophetic and you do not have discernment. Once again, discernment means to be able to distinguish, to be able to tell the difference between right and wrong. There are some people who are prophetic and they do not have enough discernment. I promise you that. You know, because remember, prophecy means to foretell past, present, future. So that's a gift that you don't have to have discernment. So you can have the prophetic without discernment. So I believe every believer, and if you're not a believer, you just need to have discernment, period. You need to be able to know what you're looking at. You need to be able to look at something and say, this is right or wrong, okay? And then now I'm going to talk about discerning of spirits. Discerning of spirits means you have the ability to be able to sense the presence of God and when the presence of God is not there. You have the ability, you have the revelation, and you have the insight to be able to distinguish spirits, distinguish what's before you. Now, why you said, well, prophetess, why are you talking about that with the prophetic? This is very powerful with the prophetic. It's very powerful with the prophetic, especially, and watch this, especially when you're operating in deliverance, if you have a strong deliverance ministry, or especially if you want to be able to operate in the prophetic in a high realm, you need to be able to discern spirits. You need to be able to discern whether God is there or he's not. You need to be able to look at what's in front of you, because everybody walking this earth is a spirit. But Lord have mercy, it ain't your job. But it's for you to be able to know what spirit you're dealing with. Come on, somebody. Everybody walking this earth, if they are walking this earth, if they are not 6 feet under, they have a spirit. And you need to be able to know what spirit you're dealing with. Now, let me say this. We have to be careful with the gift of discernment and discernment of spirits, because it can kind of go both ways. What I mean is this. You can kind of go too far with it, where you don't have no balance with it, where it can get to the place that you will only discern what's evil. Do y'all understand what I mean? Where every time something comes on the scene, all you know is what's evil. Let me say this. God never releases the spirit of discernment, the gift of discernment, for you to only pick up what's wrong with somebody. Uh-oh. Now, that's not God. That's not God. Let me say that because some people getting it twisted. Discernment was never intended to be used to pick up what's wrong with your neighbor 24/7. Come on, Jesus. Because watch this. The discernment that you have should be able to work on you. Okay? Let me say that. God doesn't just give you discernment to pick up on everybody else and pick up in your atmosphere. God gives you discernment on yourself. I'm messing up. Because we can't get to the point where our discernment has become tainted. We have to understand every gift is perfect and it is pure that comes from God. But if you don't walk in a level of purity, and if you don't allow God to heal, watch this, if you don't allow God to heal you from experiences and things that you've been through, your discernment can go wrong. Which brings me to my next point. Anybody that does not allow God to purge them and purify them, you're going to have a hard time in the prophetic, you're going to have a hard time in discernment, and you're going to have a hard time with telling times and seasons. Because let me bless your spirit. God does not operate and he does not use people when your spirit is unpurged. Now, your gift can operate, the gift of the prophetic, all of that can operate on its own because the Bible says all the gifts and callings are without repentance. As a matter of fact, it's just given. Some gifts is just given, and it don't have to mean that you have repented. It don't mean that you were saved. It don't mean that you have a relationship with God. Why do you think psychics do what they do, right? Because they have a gift without repentance. They just don't belong to God, right? So not walking in purity will hinder and it will block the effectiveness of your gift. That is why I mentioned that God had me to look at the fact that Apostle Paul talks about fellowship with Christ. Y'all not hearing me. He talks about fellowship with Christ before he talks about the spiritual gift. There's a reason for that. There is a reason for that because no matter what gift you operate in, without purity, you will dismantle the results. So getting back to my subject about the gift of discernment, the gift of discerning of spirits and prophetic timing. It's very important for the prophetic because you have to be able to discern good and evil. Like, I'm going to make a prime example. You have to be able to discern when somebody is prophesying to you. They might be accurate, but they're in the wrong spirit. Do you understand the importance of how you have to be able to ask God to endow you and give you the gift of discerning of spirits? Because I'm going to say it again. Gifts and callings are without repentance. The gift of discerning of spirits and discernment is key in this hour. It's one of the greatest things that the body of Christ needs to ask for. It's wonderful that we're getting mantles. It's wonderful that we're getting anointings. It's wonderful that God is blessing us, increasing us. I ain't got no problem with it. Okay, this is the will of God. But I believe as we're coming closer to the end times, as we are in the end times, perilous times, as we are doing what the Bible says, we need to be increased in discernment. And I'm going to say it again. You're going to have a hard time operating in discernment without purity. Because impurity and no deliverance and no healing, unforgiveness, all these things will taint your gift. All these things will have you distorted in your vision. It will have you distorted in the wrong thing. You need to be able to effectively discern your atmosphere, discern a spirit without entering in with your flesh. I'm going to make a prime example. Somebody contacted me the other day, and they said, I could just discern that. They literally picked up the phone and said, Prophetess, I could just see it. I could just see people talking about me. I said, stop. I believe that you could see that. But my question is, do you think God is showing you that like he's messy? Now, maybe your gift could have been to a place to pick that up. But my question was to her, if you got a chance to hear that somebody was talking about you, I promise you God didn't let you. I ain't going to say God because her gift just allowed her to pick that up. The gift didn't just allow you. Let me tell you something. There are often times where you are tested with what you have because God will allow us to be tested to see if he can entrust to increase her. So I asked her, I said, well, sis, you tell me that if the gift came to a point that you was able to pick up what was said about you, what do you think God wants you to see? Do you think that God wants you to just feel like you all that in the bag of chips? Tell me what you perceive God is trying to see in you or what he's trying to get you to see about yourself. Is he trying to get you to see I can't trust you? Is he trying to get you to see that I can trust for you to know stuff and know that you're going to operate in love and know that you're going to do my will and that you're at a place of maturity? Or is he trying to show you you're still at a place of immaturity and I still need to do some things in you? I still want to know, can I trust that even if your gift took you to that realm, what are you going to do with the information? People of God, we have to understand the reason why God has put the gifts in the earth. And we have to understand the purpose and how to flow in it. And I'm going to tell you something right now. If you don't understand the purpose to being able to see, whether that's prophetically, whether through discernment of spirits, you're going to have a hard time doing the mantle of God. You're going to have a hard time doing the will of God. We have to understand the purpose of the gifts, and we have to understand that if you're going to operate in the prophetic, in any point of the prophetic, whether discerning the spirits, prophecy, intercession, gifts of tongues, interpretation, because all of that is locked in the prophetic. If you're going to operate in any of that, you have to understand the purpose of that gift. Because I'll say it again, I said it in the previous one. If you don't understand the purpose of it, you're going to automatically go wrong with it. If you don't understand the purpose of it, you want to abuse the good and perfect gift that God gave you. You're going to abuse it, not the gift abuse you. You're going to do it. People of God, I want to get back, and I want to talk about learning how to understand prophetic timing. Now, I said how in 1 Chronicles, how it talks about the sons of Issachar, which were the actual tribe, one of the tribes of Israel, who was able to determine times and seasons. They know when to do things with the children of Israel. They know the ways of the Lord. Let me tell you some understanding on that. The way to understand prophetic timing with the prophetic, you know, if God gives you a word, if God speaks to you, if God gives you some information and he wants you to release it, the way that you understand it is, number one, you have to understand the timing of the word of God. See, I have to point you back. You have to always understand the timing of the word of God. There are timings in the word of God. I can give you prime examples. You have timings from the word of God. You have it where it talks about perilous times. In 2 Timothy 3:1, you have Proverbs 24:16-18 that talks about the times of failure. How that's the scripture where it says a righteous man falleth 7 times, but he gets back up. You have Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10, where it talks about the dispensation of the fullness of time. Okay? You have to be able to flow with the times from the word of God. Watch this. Along with intimacy with Jesus Christ right now. Did you hear what I just said? In order to flow in the prophetic timing of God, you have to become a student of the word of God, because the word of God is already prophecy fulfilled, right? The word of God is already written prophecy. You have to become a student of the word of God And then you have to have a level of intimacy with Jesus Christ. Because Jesus, God says, and if, I'm sorry, the book of Psalm says that he shared his secrets with those that fear him. That's why I said you have to have a level of intimacy with God. That way you will be able to know the timing of the Lord. Also, this is just by revelation that I'm telling you, the next thing that I'm telling you, the way that you're able to understand prophetic timing is in your walk with God. All of us walk with God. All of us, God deals with us the way that he deals with us, by our own personality, by his own will, he deals with us. You have to get to the place where you are so acquainted with God that you will know when God is telling you to speak and when he's not. I'm going to make a prime example. Now, not only do I study the word of God, you know, become a faithful student, I understand what time we're in by the word of God. I understand not only are we in perilous times, but we are in times where it's time to declare the kingdom, right? Now, I already know that right off the bat. Jesus Christ said the kingdom is at hand. We already, so I understand that by the Bible off the bat. But also, because I have grew and I do my daily time, I have learned to become acquainted with God, where God will deliver a word to me. Number one, because he's not going to give you something that the word of God doesn't back up, okay? So let me break that up so we don't get deceived, because some people be coming out with words and stuff, and the word of God doesn't seal it nowhere. I'm not saying it has to be directly in the word of God, but the word of God needs to be supporting what you're saying, okay? So not only was there a word that God gave me that was in concordance with the word, but there was a word that he gave me in which he told me, in which I got a chance to grow with him. There are times where God was, what I mean is this, there are times that God will speak to me audibly and say, I want you to say it at this church when you go here. Or I want you to say this here, here, and here. And there are times where I get unctions. I get unctions from the Holy Spirit that when I'm out, God, it's like the Holy Spirit will bring back to my mind something that he told me. And then I will know it's time to speak it. You understand what I'm saying? So those are ways that you operate in prophetic timing. Number one, you have to understand the times of the Bible. You have to understand what time we are in according to the word of God. That's number one. Because you can't speak something that the word of God is not supporting, that we're in that time. You understand? You have to have that, number one. Number two, you have to have a level of intimacy with God. What I mean is, I ain't talking about you walking around deep all day. I ain't talking about that you had to speak in tongues all day. Come on, y'all. I'm saying a level of intimacy through purity, through consecrating yourself, okay, through prayer, through the word of God, through just your worship time with him, that you acquaint yourself with God, that you will understand when God is saying, speak this, or pray this, or do this. You understand? It's so much I want to get into. But let me say this. People, I said this about two episodes ago. It's so much I want to say, and I'm running out of time. I really am. I said this about 2 weeks ago for my first segment on the prophetic, that the prophetic was here in the Old Testament. The prophetic was here before the fivefold gift was released. The prophetic was here before Jesus Christ came. Why? Because they pointed to Jesus Christ, okay? And they were, the prophetic consists of being a foundation, okay? So with that being said, timing and discernment goes with the prophetic. It kind of ties to it because not only did the children of Israel, not only their kings, and not only their prophets, but even their judges was able to work effectively by the laws of Moses through prophetic timing. I got to get into it. It's deep. It's deep, but it's simple from the word of God. In the book of Judges actually talks about, and it highlights 12 judges at that time. And one of those judges that I want to bring out is Deborah. And the reason why I want to bring her out is because to me, as a woman who was married, okay, she signified the wisdom of discernment and timing. She walked that out. It talks about that in Judges chapter 4 and 5, Deborah. She was able to be effective as a prophet with the gift of discernment and timing. And remember I said earlier that discernment ties into judgment. Well, it's no wonder that she's a judge. Yes, the word judge almost means similar to the word discernment. If you go to it in the dictionary, the words will be kind of similar. To be able to distinguish, to be able to tell what's before you, to be able to make a conscious decision. That's what judges do. And once again, the prophetic timing and judge and being able to discern spirits, which is almost like the same thing to be able to judge, it ties to the prophetic. So if you want an example of somebody who, as a prophet, you was able to see a level of discernment and prophetic timing, I recommend that you study Prophetess Deborah. People of God, the prophetic consists of so much, and I'm going to have to make another segment. I'm going to have to do another one because it consists of so much because there's so many parts to it. Because I'm going to be talking about prophetic intercession. I'm going to be talking about prophetic psalmists, minstrels, and worship, how that ties to the prophetic. I'm going to be talking about other things, and I'm going to talk about the collaboration with the prophetic and the apostolic. And I'm going to get some help with that. I'm trying to get my mama, Apostle Kimberly C. Johnson, amen. I'm trying to get a few people that I know. But the prophetic consists of so much. But my main thing that I want to get across to you today, and we're about to get off because I'm overdue my time. The main thing that I want to get across to you today is this. It doesn't matter if you operate in the gifts of discernment of spirits. It doesn't matter if you operate in tongues, if you operate, no matter what gift you operate in, whether you operate as a prophet, somebody who can just prophesy, if you're just a believer and you can prophesy, if you have the mantle, no matter what gift you are operating in, this is the key point that I want to get across to you. You should be decreeing and you should be declaring the will, the mind, and the detail of God. And you should be at a place, you should allow God to bring you to a place of purity. I cannot express that no matter what I do. Because without purity, people of God, you're not going to be as effective with the perfect gift that God has given you. You're not going to be effective in the prophetic without it. Okay? And also understanding your measure of the prophetic. Understanding where God has called you to, understanding if he called you to the office where there is an authority and a grace to do the work of a prophet, or whether he's given you the gift of prophecy to be able to exhort, to be able to give clarity as the Spirit leads you, or to have the mantle of the prophetic. Where God has released the mantle, you receive portion of somebody's spirit. And that could be anybody. That could be your family. That could be your leader, your mentor. But God has decided to give you portion of that person. No matter where you are, you have to be comfortable with what God has called you to do. If he called you to be a prophet, wonderful. But have understanding. Have understanding of your purpose and allow God to build you and to teach you and allow, I mean, God help. He's put gifts in men, so allow even your leaders or someone to be able to kind of teach you some things regarding it. If you call to the prophetic, the prophetic gift, where the Spirit falls on you and causes you to prophesy, whether you call to the mantle of the prophetic, where you receive portion of that person, my point is you should be doing one thing, and I'm going to keep saying it in every segment that I have, declaring the mind and the will and the detail of God. That's what's supposed to be coming out of your mouth. But you have to be comfortable with what God has graced you to and not try to jump and get something else because it looks good. I don't know why God having me to go there. We got to stop just jumping up trying to be stuff because we have a misunderstanding. There's so much that I want to cover. It is so much that I want to cover. Lord have mercy. I don't even have the time. But we're going to continue this segment. I'm going to talk more about the gift of discernment and the gift of discernment and prophetic timing, being able to tell prophetic timing. And I'm going to be covering like prophetic intercession from the Bible, from what the Word says. And I'm going to be covering the collaboration between the prophetic office and the apostolic. I'm also going to teach about the difference of having the prophetic anointing and the prophetic office, because there is a difference with that. I hope people understand that there is a difference from that. I'm going to talk about how you see people with the apostolic anointing and the difference where they are walking as an apostle. I'm going to talk about that to a certain degree. And the reason why, because the prophets and the apostles kind of flow together. They're kind of similar, and they have a purpose. They have a similar purpose as being a foundational gift, okay? They have a similar purpose as being a foundational gift. So I'm going to be discussing that. I'm going to be talking to minstrels and those who operate in prophetic worship, prophetic psalmness, because that's a part of the prophetic. You have those who only do it through song, where God gives them poetry, and it's prophetic. You have so many diversities with it, but it's all of it should be doing the same thing. All of it should do one thing, whether you're an intercessor, whether you're a prophetic psalmist, whether you have the apostolic mantle, the prophetic mantle, I don't care which one it is. You should be doing one thing. You should be declaring the will, the mind, and the detail of God. So I'm going to have to leave it right there. Thank you so much for tuning in. So next segment, before we go, I want you to know that I'm going to have it where you can actually, you know, conversate with me. We're going to be able to talk. You'll be able to ask questions. We'll be able to conversate. We'll be able to discuss things. So I'm going to open that up. I don't know if it's open right now, but I'm going to open that up for you. And I thank you so much for fellowshipping. So spread the word. Tell other people who just want to know about it or if they're operating in it, you know, just good fellowship with each other. So God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is your host, Prophetess Princess Brown. Enjoy your day. Get out. Enjoy your family. Enjoy life. I love you all, and we will meet again next Saturday, 2:00 p.m.